The Making of Modern Britain by Andrew Marr. Read by David Timpson. From Queen Victoria to VE Day. Almost nobody is still alive who remembers Edwardian Britain. To that extent, it has become proper history. Its rigid class distinctions, its imperial pride, its strange ideas from theosophy to racial purity are the vivid coral of a lost world. Few of us would feel at home there for any length of time. Every town had places where the children were literally shoeless and where people were withering, not growing fatter, from malnutrition. The smells of the town included human excrement and unwashed bodies, along with tobacco, beer, coal smoke, and the rich reek of horse. Child prostitutes were readily available on busy streets. The largest single group of the employed were not factory workers, but domestic servants. Every middle-class household had a maid or maids, a cook, and often a gardener or groom. Class distinction was not an abstract thing, but present in most houses, standing quietly in the room. Today we still read one another instantly by clothing. A barber jacket means one thing, a hoodie another. Everyone can spot a cheap suit bought for that first job, but in Edwardian Britain, the distinctions of dress were sharper and harsher. A shopkeeper's assistant without a tailcoat could not stroll along the seafront promenade on a Sunday. An aristocrat seen wearing a coloured tie with a morning coat was angrily rebuked by his monarch. Respectable women always wore hats and gloves when outdoors, gaiters, top hats with ribbons, pantaloons, 3-inch boiled collars, all sent messages, meaning drayman, bishop, suffragist, and masher. For the poor, there was no state welfare, just charity relief, or the threat of the dreaded workhouse. Union flags billowed above the buildings. Race destiny was accepted by nearly everyone. We have a state. They had an empire. The streets were crowded, as they are now, and noisy. But the omnibuses were horse-drawn, the carts and hansom cabs likewise, and the noise was of hooves, neighing, whips and cursing. Bicycling was popular, and there were a few cars, regarded with amusement or suspicion as they passed, driven by people dressed, in the words of one observer, like a cross between an overgrown goat and a doormat. The first fatal accident involving a pedestrian and a car is generally reckoned to have happened in the Lower Shoreham Road in Hove, Sussex. The car was doing a dangerous 8 miles per hour. Crime was, by today's standards, remarkably low. Yet anyone could walk into one of numerous shops and buy a revolver. The fashionable Webley Green could be had blued or in nickel plate, with an ivory or mother-of-pearl handle.